Here with what it says in the papers is Lisa Pereira.
3 in 4 still to revalue homes before property tax deadline. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston reports that the clock is ticking down for more than 1.5 million households which have yet to file a return to revenue. It's 4 years since owners had to value their homes for the purposes of property tax, and there's been a surge in property prices since then, writes Weston. There's a jarring photograph on the front of the Irish Times of a destroyed neighbourhood in Gaza, below a headline saying Israel is committed to the ceasefire. Mark Weiss in Jerusalem reports that the IDF killed more than 100 people yesterday, including 46 children. The strikes were triggered by the death of an Israeli soldier and a delay in the return of Israeli hostages' bodies. The IDF said the dead included 30 terrorist commanders. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Mirror cover a comment posted on a social media account of Terence Crosby, the Irish firefighter who's been convicted of rape in Boston. The message, posted in 2017, said Stockholm in Sweden was worth a visit as there were 6-foot blondes and it was the most unreported rape capital of Europe. Crosby, aged 39, is due for sentencing today and faces up to 20 years in prison. The Irish News on its front page pays tribute to a County Tyrone woman who's died in a road crash in Bermuda. The Bermuda Police Service confirmed that Joanne McCall, who's believed to have lived in the island territory for over 20 years, was involved in a single vehicle collision in the early hours of Tuesday, the 21st of October. A statement from the Island Restaurant Group, where she worked, referred to her as Our Wee Jo and described her as an inspiration. A sharp increase in the diagnosis of breast cancer in women aged 20 to 46 is covered in several papers today. Figures showing a 26% increase in less than a decade has prompted the Mary Keating Foundation to launch a new awareness campaign. Niamh Griffin in the Irish Examiner spoke to one of those women, Kira Foskin, who's a mother, a sea swimmer and a poet. She's also a breast cancer survivor, having received her diagnosis in February of last year when she was aged only 46. "I don't trust my body anymore," she said. Breast check mammograms start from the age of 50, but the Mary Keating Foundation is urging younger women to self-check for the disease. Groped as they were trying to save lives. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. In what the paper calls a secret report, female paramedics in the National Ambulance Service in the Northeast complained of incidents from both patients and colleagues ranging from inappropriate comments to groping and sexual assault. The survey was completed by 86% of female paramedics, with half saying they'd been affected. A photograph of DJ Carey stares out at us from the front of the Irish Sun. The former Kilkenny hurler failed to turn up in court for sentencing yesterday. The 54-year-old, with an address at Newtown Maynooth, has admitted to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money after he falsely claimed to have cancer. His defence barrister told Dublin City Criminal Court that he couldn't attend his sentencing hearing because he was in Portiuncula Hospital waiting for a bed. The sentencing has now been rescheduled for tomorrow. Almost £5 million worth of parking tickets have been issued across Belfast in a single year. That's according to a front page article in the Belfast Telegraph. SDLP councillor Gary McKeown referred to the figure as eye-watering and said local communities were being ravaged by inconsiderate parking.
Lisa, thank you.